Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing we call life. Ever feel like you're constantly scrolling through social media, comparing yourself to everyone else, and just feeling blah? Yeah, me too. And that's why today's episode is all about taking control of our social media habits for the sake of our mental well-being. We're talking actionable strategies, real-life examples, and a whole lot of truth bombs to help you reclaim your time and energy. So buckle up, friends, because it's time to ditch the digital overload and get back to living life in the real world. You know that feeling when you scroll through Instagram for an hour, only to feel even more drained and anxious? Or maybe you find yourself constantly checking your notifications, just waiting for that dopamine rush of a like or comment? Social media can be awesome, don't get me wrong, but it can also be a major drain on our mental well-being. We're bombarded with perfectly curated lives, unrealistic expectations, and endless comparisons that leave us feeling inadequate and stressed. But guess what? You have the power to change that. By implementing a few simple strategies, you can reclaim your time, reduce your anxiety, and actually enjoy social media again. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. First up, recognize your triggers. What kind of content or accounts send you spiraling into negativity? Maybe it's those influencer posts that make you feel like you need a new wardrobe or vacation every week. Or maybe it's the constant news cycle that leaves you feeling overwhelmed and anxious. Once you know your triggers, you can start to curate your feed and limit your exposure to them. Next, set boundaries, baby. Schedule specific times for checking social media and stick to them like glue. It's okay to take breaks, to log off completely, or even to delete apps for a while if needed. Remember, you're in control of your time and attention. Don't let social media dictate your life. Thirdly, engage mindfully. When you do use social media, be present and intentional about what you're consuming. Ask yourself, is this adding value to my life? Am I feeling inspired or motivated? Or am I just scrolling mindlessly and wasting time? If it's not serving you, unfollow, mute, or block it. Fourthly, focus on the positive. Follow accounts that inspire you, make you laugh, or teach you something new. Surround yourself with content that uplifts you and makes you feel good. And finally, remember to unplug and connect in real life. Social media is great for staying connected with friends and family, but it shouldn't replace face-to-face interaction. Make time for meaningful conversations, shared experiences, and genuine connection. Let me tell you a quick story about this. My friend Sarah used to be glued to her phone, constantly scrolling through Instagram and comparing herself to others. She was feeling really down on herself and wasn't enjoying life as much as she could have been. But then she decided to take a social media detox for a week, and guess what? It changed everything. She started reading more books, spending time with friends and family, and rediscovering her hobbies. She felt happier, calmer, and more confident. So remember, you don't need to be constantly connected to the digital world to feel fulfilled. Take control of your social media habits, focus on the positive, and prioritize real-life connections. You got this. All right, folks, that's a wrap for today's episode. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Recognize your triggers, set boundaries, engage mindfully, focus on the positive, and unplug to connect in real life. Start implementing these strategies today, and you'll be well on your way to reclaiming your mental well-being and enjoying social media in a healthier way. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who might benefit from this advice. And if you have any thoughts or questions, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, stay positive, stay connected, and keep on crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.